In Parshas Pinchas is the request and the instructions that the request of Moshe Rabbeinu for a successor, the qualifications and the instructions that he gives to Yehoshua. And it says, first he asks, Yifkad Hashem Elokei Ruchis L'chobos Ish HaLoedo. Appoint a person to lead. Asher Yetzei Lefneim, Asher Yovel Lefneim. Take them out in front of them, go out in front of them, come back in front of them, the leader. Asher Yetzeim, Asher Yevim, exactly what the difference is discussed. He'll take them out, he'll bring them in. Lo Yisiya Adas Hashem Ke Tzoyin Asher Ein Lohem Roya. If not for these requirements being fulfilled, then the Klal Yisrael would be like a flock without a shepherd. Then Hashem says to Yeshua, then Vayomra Hashem El Moshe, Kachlucho es Yeshua, Yeshua is the man for this, Yeshua Benun, Ish Asher Ruach Boi, V'somach Tes Yodcho. I guess I maybe need a little more. Is there a chumash? Yeah. All right, we'll see. Okay. So if you look at the Rashis, first thing Rashi says is something that I mentioned many times, is that he's bothered by the Yifkad Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Bosor. So Rashi explains that he says Elokei Ruchos, Loma Nemra, says, Omer Lafon, he said to Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, Godel V'adu Alafonecho, Daitosh Kolechot V'echot, each person is different. Every individual is different. Manei aleim manhig, appoint a manhig shehei soivel kol echod ve'echod ofi daitoi, who can deal with each and every individual, kol echod ve'echod, talking about a few million people, lefi daitoi, according to his unique das, his unique personality, his unique midos, critical ingredient, it seems, for a manhig even of such a large number of people, but it's all about individuality. It's all about dealing with the individual. Pashtus in the Loshon Shehei Sevel, it means it's a burden. It's a sevel. But Lemaisa, you have to be able to do it. Asher Yetzel Efneim, Loi Kederach Malchei Uma, Sheyosh Vim Bebotayim. The nations, the kings of the nations, they sit in their houses. Umeshalchen Es they send out their armies to the thing. Elo, and it brings Psukim and David HaMelech did the same thing. What does it mean? First, he's going out in front of them. He's leading. He's not hiding in his palace, but he, you know, or his chambers. And he goes out in front, he takes the front rather than hiding behind. And then Yoitziyim is B'schuyosov, Yevim is B'schuyosov. That's one shot. Then he says, Kach Lecho, he says, to take Yehoshua. And he says, Ashrecho, Shezochiso Lahanig, Bonov Shalmokoy. He tells Yehoshua that you're fortunate that you were zoiche to be the leader of the Bonim Shel Mokim. So, just a few thoughts. Lemaisa, leadership is a very relative term. There are leaders of a Klal Yisrael, there are leaders of smaller groups, leaders of institutions, leaders of classrooms, there are leaders of families. You know, everybody's a leader. A parent is a leader, a teacher is a leader, and a principal is a leader, and manhigim on a broader level, all leaders. So this is leadership 101, and what are the criteria that we need? So the first criteria is that this individual attention, to be able to lisbol kol echod ve'echod lefi daitoi, which l'choira means not just how do you do it, you have to know the difference. It's not a general sevel that I have, each one according to his das. That means I know the das, and I can deal with each one accordingly, which means that we have to know every individual that we are responsible for leading, whatever that means in the broader definition of the word. everything. Everything about him. His midos, his personality, his needs, his desires, his weaknesses, his strengths. There's no class action in Torah leadership. Anyone who's in a position of leading, whether he's leading one person, two people, 10 people, 100, 1,000, or a few million, has each one fully and totally. I think Rav Avraham Grudzinski writes someplace that the Torah's sivoy of ahavta l'recha kamocha requires that a person has to be a master psychologist. He doesn't say to get a degree in psychology, but he has to be a master psychologist to understand each person according to his unique, what's good for him, what's bad for him, what he likes, what he doesn't like, how he reacts to everything, because otherwise you can't fulfill that ahavta l'recha kamocha. So that's the first thing. It has to be, leadership is about knowing a parent. A parent can't deal with each child the same way. Everybody's different. It's much easier to have rules and deal with everyone the same way, but you're not serving, and not only are you not serving leadership, the Pasuk says, if this is lacking, that isn't there an ish aleider, that this, sheyucha lizbol kolecha v'echot, the Pasuk says, v'lo yisiyah adas Hashem katsoin asher ein lehem roya. They'll be like a flock without a shepherd. What do you mean? We have a shepherd, but the shepherd doesn't know each individual perfectly. He knows a little bit. Or he has general ideas, or he patterns. This shevet usually acts this way. This family usually acts this way. Kol echot ve'echot ofidaitoi. If he doesn't know that, then the Klal Yisrael, or the group that he's leading, is like a flock without a shepherd. Not like a chesoron. It's a chesoron in the individuality of leadership is equivalent to no leader whatsoever. It's pachad, it's a pele. I mean, whatever that means for all of us. Anyway, but then he continues. He says that he's leading the Klal Yisrael with his chusim. What does that mean? Biteretzis, how could you lead? There's no leadership. I don't know if he said it over from someone, but the Rosh Yeshiva used to say that a manig is one who facilitates or allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead. The manig who gets up there, he's leading and he knows exactly what has to be done and he got it all figured out and he knows everything and No, it's all min hashamayim. And the hatzlocha that he has is in his chusim. And one of the requirements of that leadership is the ability sheyotzeim ve'yaviim b'schuyosof, that he has such schusim, he has such sincerity. Kol misha iskim chzorach etzibur be'amuno ha-kodesh boruch hu v'yosalim shtorim v'yosem v'yam kol machlo v'yirpo v'yishtu, the whole business, he has such purity, has such schusim going for him. He does so much, maybe for the people that he leads, maybe before that, maybe separately, together, everything, that's how he takes them in and that's how he takes them out. That's his leadership. So the leadership is not with necessarily, I need the chokhmah, I need the wisdom, I need to know, I need to understand. But ultimately, I also need to know that it's v'schusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading the Klal Yisrael, and much depends just upon whether I have the schus. And therefore, I have to put in the effort to have the schusim. And if I want to build a family and lead them properly, then schusim are really one of the four short list requirements of that leadership. And if I want to lead a classroom, I have to know it's with tzchusim that I lead them. And if I want to lead a moysa, it's with tzchusim. I want to be a broader leader, whatever it may be, it's tzchusim, a critical ingredient. And then he says one more thing. He says, then Hashem says to Moshe, kach locha es Yeshua. So Rashi says, kochenu bidvorim. Take him with words. We actually learned that means with soft words, but that's besides the point. Ashrecho shezochiso lehanig bonov shel mokim. How fortunate you are, how privileged you are, that you were zeiche to be the manig of the bonov shel mokim. It would seem to me that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Yehoshua, and he should be the manig, and he has all of these qualities, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked for these qualities, and Hashem said, this is the man that can do it. Asher ruach boy, and besamach yodcho olav, v'chulei, and there's another piece that, whatever, but that's not no gift to this. So So I would think that you come to Yeshua and tell him, you know, I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a leader. And I told him that these are the requirements that we need. And he told me I got the right man for the job. His name is Yehoshua ben Nun. What did I do here? Anyway, his name is Yehoshua. And he's the one, he's your man. And I come to Yehoshua, and I say, Yehoshua, Hashem said, you're the manik. You have all the qualities that are necessary. You're the one that's going to be taking over for me. I have to persuade him. I have to say, Ashrecho shezochiso, what's the lotion? Ashrecho shezochiso lahanig bonav shel mokim. It seems that there are certain other ingredients that are necessary to be able to accept the role of a manik. It's not enough that Hashem appointed me. Hashem appointed me. Hashem doesn't give, he knew the goyin, that Hashem doesn't give an asoyin that a person can't live up to. This is Yeshua, the Talmid Muvik, loy mosh mitoich ho'oihel. This is, he spent his life just preparing for this appointment. And the appointment was authorized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. But yet, if you're not going to point out to him what a privilege it is, what a privilege it is, and not just, oh, Ashrecho, that you were appointed as the manik. No, Ashrecho, that you were appointed as the manik, lehanig, bonov, shel mokoim. These are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the greatest privilege. This is a privilege beyond any privilege that you could imagine. You have been privileged to lead the children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entrusting his children, in your hands. That's a different kind of a motivation. That's a different kind of a statement. And it seems that we need all of this in order to really be able to have a good shot at fulfilling the role of a manik. And I just think that these are things, you know, we're all preparing and hoping and looking in the direction of some type of leadership. And there are critical ingredients. The knowledge of everybody, understanding each person is critical. And the realization that it's not me, it's my schusim. Schusim means it's being led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the schusim that I have. And to realize also that I have to appreciate, to be a manik, I have to appreciate the privilege of what it means, lahanig bonav shel mokim. And it would seem to me that if a person's in a classroom teaching, or sometimes at home, frustrated with the behavior of their children, and if they would just, you know, pay attention to these things. First of all, everybody's different. But the other kids acted so nicely, and this one is such a bandit. Yeah, you have to understand each one is different. Keshem shein partzofeim doim ezo ezo kachin deyoseim. You have to deal with that. And we also have to realize that I'm just an agent. I'm just working here. And if I have the schusim, I'm going to be zeicha. To have the schusim, to have nachas, to have children that go in the right derech, that's schusim. I also have to realize the privilege. A privilege to have children to lead. A privilege to have a classroom to lead. They're wild. They're wilde chayas. They're this. They're mishugoyim. Ashrecho shezochiso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted you with the privilege of leading and teaching his children. That has the koyach to give a person the stamina that he needs to maintain the matzav, the position as a manik.